WBEN, Buffalo, New York.
Well, Mickey, yes? Do me a favor, will you, and play that theme the way you do sometimes, like the old burlesque theaters. You know? That does something to me. The music of Mickey Gravine and his trombone emanating from coming Mike's side is Richard Hayes, Max Moran.
That's the musical question.
And the Arbors. Have you a spring song, Richard?
Yes, yes.
Would you do it 2 days late, please?
Sure.
The fountains and wishing wells. Remember when we springed in Italy. Switzerland, we loved it too. Although we left there black and blue. Remember when we tried to learn to ski.
Lipton Tea is our sponsor. Have a nice cup of tea. That's practically like saying, I have a nice cup of brisk Lipton tea. There is none nicer. Lipton is America's favorite tea because it's too good to save for just when things go wrong. Lipton's flavor comes through that flow-through tea bag, which there's no more tea in it, but there's more ways to get at the tea with the hot water. Just use boiling water. That's the idea. Make that cup hot, too, before you put the tea bag in it.
How long have you been associated with Lipton Tea?
Since 1946.
Yep. That's a lot of cups of tea.
Yeah. A lot of cups of tea. Yes, long, long time. Hey, here's something that's interesting. From Stuttgart, Arkansas, Garner Allen, managing editor of the Daily Leader out there, mailed this to me on the 16th of last November. I have just received it. And it says there's a woodworking shop on 23 Meadow Lane in Stuttgart, I guess, called Chick Major's Woodworkman Shop. Butch Rickenbach, was present on one of his nearly daily visits, what with the duck season nigh, duck calling season, you know. Says there was a fella came in there, didn't tell his name, didn't tell when he... I introduced him to Butch either, Chick says. And the fella says, I'm looking for those duck calls like I read about in the magazine. Sports a field on that day. That's the way Chick remembered the opening. And I said, what you got in mind? And he said, just a good one. So the guy looked at a 750 call, wound up with the banded Bois Doc, Dixie Mallard D1 $10 duck lure. He never would make a sound on it, says Chick. And the chit-chat developed that the fella, his wife and daughter, had been up in Iowa pheasant hunting, and that was the answer to Chick's direct cross-examination on a place of residence. On his way to Tampa, he said. He wasn't putting out nothing, recalls the maestro of the duck column. Remembers the fellow walked with a limp, though. Sports clothes, no hat. That's how I noticed that red hair. I never saw any hair that red in my life. And that voice hit me. We, Sophie, his wife, and me, were trying to get off to Pine Bluff, and that voice stuck in my mind. And Rickenback said, I kept looking at him. I remember he said he didn't know if he had $10 to buy a duck call, but he did. Guy never did tell us who he was. That's what baffled me, but I knew I'd seen the face somewhere. Butch is used to strangers passing through the major's duck call domain, and he didn't think too much about it. Chick went to bed thinking about it that night, and sometime during the wee hours it hit him. Phone checked with Ruth the next morning. They agreed. If it wasn't him, it was his double. And then in the Daily Leader office, phone calls to CBS Little Rock, to CBS New York, to Leesville, Virginia, where they named an airport after him. Phone number unlisted, employees not commenting, dead end, one slip, and when he doesn't fly, he drives a big Chrysler. So the question is, did Isaac Godfrey sneak into Stuttgart, USA, last Friday morning, November 5th, incognito, and get out the same way?
Did you?
No, I did not. You should have known it in the first place. My hair is not red and never has been red. The nearest it ever got to it was when I was a kid when it was auburn, and that's the way it is on my licenses. And it gets darker in the winter and lighter in the summer. And Stuttgart, I've never been in, I'm sorry to say. I hear tell it's great duck hunting country.
Maybe it was Gordon McRae.
That's probably who it was. How are you?
But he wouldn't come up for $10 for a duck call.
Ron's got everything on that drum set, hasn't he?
That's not on the drum set. That's just his natural way of talking.
Oh, yeah.
Goes right along with his red hair.
Kleiner Allen.
That wasn't you, huh?
No, sir. It was not me. It's amazing. It's flattering in a way, I suppose, but if all the guys who were shipmates with me in the Navy were ever on the one ship with me, it would have sunk from overweight, you know.
Yeah.
It only can hold so many people. Which is very nice, you know. It's a nice thing for them to do. But they remember things that I was in that I never heard of in my life. But it's a difference. It's all right.
What was it, Arthur? You said once that making alcohol on a ship, you filtered it through a loaf of bread.
Was that you? Shellac.
Was that it?
Yeah, you take plain shellac, which you use on the ship for various things. Used to use it to paint rigging with, you know. And then you'd take that and run it through two or three loaves of bread. That would take the gook out of it and drink the rest of it.
That's denatured alcohol.
That's unbelievable.
That's right.
That's deadly poison.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to know if you knew that. So.
Oh, yeah.
You
lost a lot of sailors that way.
Did you really get it all out?
Well, apparently nobody really, you know, they didn't get real sick over it. One of the things they used to do was take the alcohol out of the torpedoes. That was Pink Lady.
That was a Pink Lady?
Yeah, they'd take Pink Lady and run that through a still, a coffee pot still, back in the torpedo shack. And somebody always on guard, you know, see the old man and the officer of the deck coming, throw the whole works overboard.
Oh, because then the torpedo wouldn't work. And the rubber band would only go so far.
Yeah, used to do some crazy things.
What'd you do with the bread?
French toast.
Yeah. You make bagels out of it.
Shellacquery.
Hershey's bacon chocolate and Hershey's cocoa still as good as they were back then. Rich, dark chocolate and real, honest cocoa. Women are baking with them today and getting the same delicious results their mothers did. Cakes, pies, cookies, desserts, candy, frostings, all taste better when you use Hershey's bacon chocolate and Hershey's cocoa. Let's see. Max Moratz. Piano number today?
No, I have a number with the orchestra.
Good. The wizard of the ragtime piano, master of ragtime lyrics, old-time songs. If you ever hear about his show being some way he's a one-man show, for heaven's sake, don't miss it. It's X-rated, but it's good.
He came to Chicago with it, and it was terrific.
We have a cigar box nude in the second act. Our token nude.
It's funny, though. You know, there are some entertainers who can go 2 hours, 3 hours, never a smutty crack or anything, and entertain the beat of man, and he's one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, then there are others that got to have one every 3 minutes or they're dead.
No, I've got a dirty line in the show now, Arthur.
Oh, have you?
The good old days when sex was dirty and the air was clean.
Johnny O'Connor bought an automobile. He took his sweetie for a ride one Sunday. Johnny was dressed up in his best of Sunday clothes. She nestled close to his side. Things went just dandy till they got down the road. Then something happened to the old machine. That engine got its goat. Off flew his hat and coat. Everything needed repair. He'd have to get under, get out and get under to fix his little machine. He was just dying to cuddle his queen, but every minute when he'd begin it, he'd have to get under, get out and get under. Then he'd get back at the wheel. A dozen times he'd stop to hug and kiss in the dark old motor. It would miss and then he'd have to get under, get out and get under to fix up his automobile.
People have to go see Max to see how visual he is when he does his song.
In his band, you know, I mean, two pianos, three trumpets, five trombones. What, this is, every time I come back to the show, the band is bigger. Holman and Arden on the twin pianos.
You're second in line. They're going on the road with us.
I was just looking into Mrs. Richard Alden Knight's Solliner Tables, which she carries on after her late husband. And today, the 22nd of March, the great Solliner period today, or Solluner, whatever you want, it's a coined word, so you can pronounce it any way you want to. S-O-L-U-N-A-R. The time today for the major Solluner or Solliner period is 5:15 this morning or 5:45 this evening. And tomorrow, the 23rd, 6:10 this in the morning or 6:35 in the evening. You know what that means, Max?
No, I don't.
When the animals, birds, fish seem to bite. Are out hunting at those times at the best time of the day. Those are the two periods. Now, there are minor periods, too. But when they're really out hunting, if you're out fishing at that time, that's probably when you make your biggest catch.
How do they decide that?
Mr. Knight figured that out a long time ago, that there was a connection between the moon and the sun and the time of day and so forth with the periods of eating for various animals. And by gosh, it worked.
How long does a period last?
A few minutes. I have seen this when I've been down scuba diving.
Where, Arthur?
Down in the Bahamas, uh-huh. Somewhere, or the Florida Keys, down deep in the Keys where the water's clear. You'd be along, you know, and you'd see no fish bothering to eat or anything, just cruising around, and all of a sudden, as if something went crazy with them. All of a sudden, they all start tearing at some fish or other. The big ones get the smaller ones. 5 minutes before, they were swimming along, bothering nobody. And all of a sudden, as if by signal, bang, they start tearing into things.
Like a rush hour on the subway.
Yeah. And the barracuda will come in and rip something apart, and then they all come, and the little ones get pieces of that and so forth. And then there's a big fury for 15 minutes or so, and then it's all quiet again. Mm-hmm. And they go on, and it's an amazing thing. You see it in the bush in Africa with the predators, the lions and the leopards and the hyenas and other things, yeah. You see them wandering around with the antelopes, paying them no mind at all. But all of a sudden, look out, and the antelopes seem to know. They start running, leaving there right now. It's an amazing thing. Somebody rings the dinner bell, you know.
Yeah. We published those tables in one of the sports periodicals.
And they're available by subscription from Mrs. Knight, the widow who's carried on with this thing.
And they're different for each year, isn't that right?
That's right. Oh, yes, every year. It costs you a buck to get this. You fellas who don't know about them, you write to Mrs. Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, at Box 207, Montoursville. Montoursville, Montoursville, Pennsylvania. I'll give you the zip code in case you misspell it. 17754. Box 207. 17754 is the zip. It's well worth having to give to your son or your daughter who likes to fish this time of year. No hunting anymore now.
You know, Arthur, we saw something, just speaking of animals and things, we saw pelicans diving, and for the first time I've noticed these scavenger birds that fly along with them. And then they fly right behind, you see those pelicans dive, and immediately that scavenger bird lights right on their head while they're trying to eat in order to get the scraps. Right? It's the most amusing and interesting thing.
Did you ever watch a peregrine falcon?
No.
He's a stupid clown, you know, in a way. He's a beautiful bird, but he goes out and catches a fish, and then he takes off with it to fly back to his eyrie, and who nails him but an eagle? A big bald eagle comes along and makes him drop it, and then he catches it in the air and goes on off. So the eagle didn't have to bother. It's a bit marvelous to watch nature working like that.
Yeah.
That's what we mean by ecology, the relationship that exists between every living organism and everything else. The birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, and everything living in the seven seas, the worms, the ants, the animals and plants, all make up the chain of life. Four of them together make the arbors, and we need a number from them to close up shop.
They call us animals sometimes, yes.
But you know.
Talk about dance. People being shouldn't be seen while they're being heard. There's only one thing I can't understand, and I really must take my hat off to you, the way you memorize those lyrics.
Yeah. But, you know,
it's a heavy song. Really, that's heavy. A difficult one to remember.
It's something like Mersey Dotes and Doza Dotes.
No. At least you had four or five different words in that one. Okay, we leave you until tomorrow.
Darren Shepherd studies the economic barometer and brings you highlights on Today in Business, Monday through Friday on the CBS Radio Network.
There's a place in your day, Stella-Doro.
Got company coming out, that's where Stella-Doro cookies come in. We've got some very entertaining ideas for you, like Stella-Doro egg jumbos, sesame, Angelica goodies, and Lady Stella assortment. We keep the butter fat out, but still keep them tasting like bakery cookies, without costing like bakery cookies. We know what's good for you.
There's a place in your day, Stella-Doro.
Someone you know wherever you go. Howard Johnson's, Howard Johnson's. Someone you know wherever you go.
Every Wednesday is Fish Fry Day at your neighborhood Howard Johnson's restaurant. You get all the tender fish fillets, french fries, and coleslaw you can eat for just $1.49. The Howard Johnson's Wednesday Fish Fry. All you can eat for only $1.49.
Howard Johnson's, Howard Johnson's. Someone you know wherever you go. Someone you know wherever you go.
Johnson's Restaurants and Motor Lodges. Someone you know, wherever you go.
Buffalo Braves Powwow. 5 minutes of pregame color brought to you before each Braves game on WBEN and WBEN-FM.
Good evening, everybody. From Madison Square Garden in New York, welcome to NBA basketball. This is Van Miller courtside at Madison Square Garden, and our guest on Braves Powwow tonight is the Public Relations Director for the National Basketball Association, Nick Kern. Nick, it's good to see you, and what's new in the NBA today?
Van, it's a pleasure to be on the Braves Powwow show. Well, tonight with the Braves being in for their final visit of the season, I was thinking about the upcoming coin flip, which takes place annually whenever a club in the Eastern and Western Conference has clinched to the bottom rung in the respective conferences. Portland, as you know, has earned that distinction in the West, and the way the standings now shape up with Cleveland and the Braves having identical records, it looks like it will go down to the final weekend, and the coin flip will take place next Monday.
Well, that's interesting, and of course, if both Buffalo and Cleveland wind up with the same number of wins and losses, because the Braves won 4 out of 6, then the Cavaliers would be involved, right?
That's correct, Dan. And tomorrow, one of my duties for Commissioner Kennedy is to go down to a local bank and secure one 1970 Kennedy half dollar for the coin flip, because the two clubs that will be participating came into the league in 1970. And the winner of the coin flip will be given that coin by the commissioner.
I just happen to have a coin here in case we're involved, Nick. Nick, the most valuable player announcement made today didn't surprise anyone. Kareem Jabbar, what were the voting totals?
This is a vote by the players themselves, Van, and Jabbar had 81 first-place votes, 52 seconds, and 20-thirds. Jerry West came in second for the third straight year, and Will Chamberlain was third. We were talking before the broadcast about Nate Archibald of Cincinnati, who is now the second-leading scorer in the league and the third ranking in assists. He came in 15th, but the only guards to do better were West, Walt Frazier, and Archie Clark. So that's quite a performance for Archibald, too.
Nick, what's on the agenda for the owners' meeting here in New York tomorrow?
Well, Van, they will be voting and taking action on Cincinnati's request to transfer the Royals to Kansas City, and there will be a report by the chairman of the owners' committee, which has been negotiating with the Players Association. That's Irv Kozloff of Philadelphia. And we'll also be discussing TV plans for the 72 playoffs. We hope to have as many as 10 primetime games of the playoffs and hope to have every game of the championship series. Let's hope the Braves are in it some year soon.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, Nick. Nick, do you do any monitoring of the stat crews around the league?
Yes, we do, Van. We're ever mindful of criticism from the clubs or from the public or from the press. We do it in many ways. Whenever something is called to our attention, we investigate and take action. We have had several cases this year where, without making any announcement before or after, we've investigated assist figures, rebound figures. We've investigated various what was supposedly inconsistency in team rebound totals and so forth. And we're trying to get a standardization in every city in the league, in all these departments, because it's very important to the players and their fans.
Nick, thank you very much for being our guest. The best to you.
Thank you, Van. A pleasure.
Nick Kern, the Public Relations Director for the NBA. That's Braves Powell from the Garden. Now stay tuned for exciting NBA basketball.
Buffalo Braves Powwow comes to you live from courtside, preceding all Buffalo Braves broadcasts.
Youth in business is what junior achievement is all about. The opportunity for high school students to prepare themselves for the business world by gaining practical experience in management, production, and sales. The 1972 Junior Achievement Fund Drive is now underway. Your financial support to junior achievement of the Niagara Frontier will help more than 1,200 young adults in Western New York as they learn through doing. An investment in JA is just good business. This is WBEN or WBEN-FM Buffalo, the home of the Braves.